Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shepard is most likely fired missile. CNN is saying analyst at CNN, same folks that told you about Saddam's missiles that were coming in and his secret death ray weapons. They're saying most likely Russian made. CNN says so, and they don't lie. I mean, you saw Anderson Cooper, who's admittedly CIA, his nose disappear from the studios at Sandy Hook on a blue screen. So, I mean, I don't know what the truth is from known liars. I just know Russia doesn't stand to gain from this. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm the guy that found the Obama phone lady for you up here in Ohio.
Oh, good job.
Hey, since we're in an information war, you wanted to add that Jeopardy show. I think you should call it Yupperty.
Okay, tell me about it.
For all the yuppies, you know?
And you can have really stupid questions about what color is Jennifer Aniston's hair in Horrible Bosses, but then ask them about... you know, things that matter, like the first three of the Bill of Rights, stuff like that?
Sure. Well, isn't it sad how back when our founding fathers had the revolution, they were upset over a 3% tax sending it overseas to a king, but yet Washington, D.C. is not one of the 50 states, and we send all of our money there. No different.
That's right, brother. You're absolutely right. Good points. Thanks for the call. And by the way, Nico, you should have an update on the Obama phone lady. Are we able to get her to town? It's close. Okay, good. Want to get her take on Obama now. Let's talk to Nathan from Texas. You're on the air, extremist. Go ahead.
Are you looking for Nathan or Jason?
Nathan, bro.
I said my name was Jason.
Oh, okay. We just got the name wrong. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, that's okay. I just wanted to talk about the border. I just spent the last week in El Paso, and I crossed over into Juarez twice. And each time coming back, I was wearing blades on my sides, and nothing was said from the customs or the border patrol. And all I went across with was my birth certificate and my driver's license. And I'm a U.S. Army veteran, and the week we spent in El Paso, we had constant flybys over the hotel we were in, and they were low enough I could almost see the pilot's face, and they were running about every 50 to 75 minutes. I don't know what they were looking for. I don't know if you knew about that or not, but then when we were coming home, we hit the Border Patrol checkpoint about 100 miles east of El Paso, and the only thing they did was said, is everybody on board a U.S. citizen? I said, yes. They said, all right, go ahead. And, you know, what cartel member is going to tell the truth? No, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I got a truckload of coke back here. You know, that's how low that they've gotten.
Absolutely. Our government has opened our borders by design, and I'm having to convince callers why we don't want war with Russia. I mean, the traitors run the country. But see, people at a primitive level, even if they're smart, get behind the country when there's a foreign enemy. But we're not a country. We're under FEMA regions. We'll only get the country back admitting that. So, absolutely, sir. Any other points?
Well, the Malaysian airliner. I told my family last night. I said, I guarantee you tomorrow Putin's going to be blamed with that airliner coming down. I said, we've got too many interests in Ukraine that they're not going to just let go of easy.
And by interest, we mean globalist interest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The oil, gas, all, the whole nine yards.
Listen, there's U.S. studies out. It's not like it's Russian studies that the sanctions are hurting Europeans and Americans worse than Russians in power prices, you name it. I mean, but the globalists don't care if it hurts us. They love that. Everything they do is to bankrupt us and to control us. Catherine Albright's going to be in studio with us coming up here. and then we'll continue with some calls. We'll cover the latest NSA, the police state, get her take on the Russia situation. We'll cover the waterfront straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, we are back, and I am here as the music runs out, just trying to get the documents and articles straight. You can go to the London Guardian from 2006, and you can see the headline that Bush Blair in 2003 had a plan to get a U.S. aircraft shot down, painted up like a U.N. plane, to then blame it on Saddam Hussein. But they figured out other ways to stage that war then. There's the headline, Blair-Bush deal before Iraq war revealed in secret memo. PM promised to be solidly behind U.S. invasion with or without U.N. backing. And here's the headlines today out of the Daily Mail. Putin blames Ukraine for loss of the flight, saying it was a war zone. Why were aircraft being routed through there? But John McCain responds and says there'll be hell to pay. Putin responds by saying let's have a ceasefire after the plane attack. where they've had a bunch of Ukrainian aircraft bombing people. And the response out of that was by the neocons and Bolton to come out in the news, John Bolton, and he said, let's go toe-to-toe with the Ruskies, right out of the 1964 Dr. Strangelove movie, where Slim Pickens rides down the hydrogen bomb, starting the end of the world. Maybe a new Cuban Missile Crisis will play out this time. Maybe this is how they'll get their total power, ladies and gentlemen. So Putin says, let's have peace. And the answer is no. How dare you? They're calling it Putin's missile. But when the Ukrainians shot down a Russian passenger liner in 2001, the Russians didn't talk about any military action because they're the bad guys. And we're the good guys because we fund Al-Qaeda telling Christians all over the Middle East and give ISIS heat-seeking missiles. Again, I'm not for Russia here. This is the globalist above our countries playing us off against each other. But George Soros a month ago told the New York Times that he was the main person behind the overthrow of the elected Ukrainian government. The West started this, and then somebody routed that aircraft through that airspace where for months no one's been allowed to fly. And that's in the news, but it's in CBS News and a few others, but kind of like, yeah, okay, and that's important, but not that big of a deal. No, it's a big deal. You don't avenge 300 people killed accidentally, even if the Russians did it, and that's questionable, by starting a larger war. Well, you know what? Dr. Catherine Albrecht is right here in studio with us, and spyships.com, Catherine Albrecht.com, A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T.com. We had Kevin Sorbo on earlier talking about a libertarian film that he stars in. There's a lot of great people out there promoting freedom. That's how we're taking the world back. Sorbo's new film has already made, in just a few months, $69 million. He's got another one coming out now. I have no financial connection to it. I'm just promoting it because this is how we bring them down. Our films, our culture, it's superior. And we set it up against them. People support it. People support InfoWars.com. You promote the show. You buy our products. You give them to other people. That will build a culture of freedom. Voting with your dollars. That's why they want to end the free market. Catherine is the host of a syndicated program. She'll be hosting it today out of my studios. The Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show is, and again, she's right here with us, campaigning, as usual, to expose the whole technotronic NSA spy chips grid. And she's here with us in studio and traveling with her lovely friend who's running for, I guess, state senate. So we'll talk about that some with you as well. Okay, you can tell I'm wound up, so I'm going to have to sit back here and just get your take on things and catch my breath. But thanks for coming to Texas. Tell us why you came to Texas and what's coming up. And then let's get into the big picture with you wow, everything you talked about, everything I talked about. From light bulbs that are spying on you that people didn't believe to smart meters outside your house with microphones listening to you. I mean, it's all just coming out. It's a coming out. They're like, of course we listen to everything you do. Like, let's play that Fox News clip of the Wall Street Journal editor saying, we record everything so we'll know who shot down the plane. This is wonderful. But except who runs the system? So we're going to talk about all that and more. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks, Alex. And, you know, one of the things you and I, of course, knew these things were coming years and years ago. And it's only been, I think, really in the last year or so that people, regular people, people who don't listen to the Alex Jones Show, who don't listen to my show, have figured it out. I think a lot of it because of Ed Snowden revealing what's going on in a way that even people who want to deny it can't deny it. They have to say, wow, this really is happening.
Yeah. First, they weren't spying on anything. It was all conspiracies, even though we already had all the other whistleblowers of a decade ago. William Binney, super high level, Wayne Madsen. But just know it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I think what we're undergoing now is sort of a psychological shift to get people into a mindset of accepting and even embracing the very change that they want to put into our lives. The best example I think right now people can understand is the use of cell phones, right? Everybody's carrying around a 24/7 tracking device that even 15 years ago...
Calling it a phone is a misnomer.
Calling it a phone, it's not
That's
a phone.
That's one
right?
function yeah. of a globalist design, total takeover. I mean, Bill Gates admitted, 4 or 5 years ago, he goes, I want Kinect to be like cell phones. I want to take your life over.
Yeah. No, it's not a phone. And I think what we're going to start seeing more and more is these things trying to tentacle into other parts of our lives. The one that has me probably the most concerned right now is our homes, because we've kind of gotten used to, I think we shouldn't have, but we've gotten used to being surveilled in the public sphere. You walk down the street, there's surveillance cameras, there's heat recognition tracking and thermal tracking. There's all sorts of things going on. We're tracked from the sky. They have photographs of the front of our homes, but they don't know what's going on inside of our homes. And I think that's a big part of what we need to stand up in resistance against.
Well, they don't admit they do, but Google's on record. The cameras, the microphones, it's all in lifetime.
Well,
I mean, they're...
But they're trying to sell it to us as something that we will pay for.
And locked into.
This is really the difference between 20th century tyranny and 21st century tyranny. Is in the 20th century, you use guns and tanks to get your way. They're still doing a bit of that, but I think they've figured out through all of the psychology that the 20th century contributed and understanding of how people think.
And that's what your doctorate's in, so you can speak to that.
It is, yes. I actually have a doctorate in human development and psychology from Harvard University. So
and I mean, Harvard's where they actually teach a lot of the technocrats how to do this.
It's probably true.
Well, at their higher level really? PhDs, I just had... one of those PhDs on, Francis Boyle, and he's breaking down, and I've also had other political scientists on who also went there, and at the higher level, they don't even mince words about this.
Well, it's really about understanding what makes people tick, and I guess like anything else, you can use it for good, you can use it for bad, but it seems like it's being used for bad. And you look at the recent Facebook scandal where university professors, people doing psychological research, were able to figure out that if they fed people that negative news, that they would become negative, that these emotions were contagious, figuring out how to manipulate people. And then, of course, what emerges is
that Facebook's a lifetime study, just like Disney World admits, on how to control you.
That's right. So the very professor who was involved in that study, of course, as you know, was also involved with the Defense Department doing research on how to quell dissent, how to make sure that when governments do certain things that people don't rise up or become ruffled or upset. So the very same professor who's doing that research with the Defense Department is doing this research with Facebook. And then, right on the heels of that, we find out from Ed Snowden that the intelligence agencies of the U.S. and Great Britain have been manipulating public opinion. And the key thing, I think, to understand is that as individuals, we look to other people to know what to do. And probably the best example, if you and I were sitting in a theater and we smelled smoke, we might look around and say, is there a fire? I don't know. And if everybody else just kind of went, eh, whatever, and kept eating their popcorn, we might do the same thing. But if we smelled smoke and looked around and everybody was running for the exits, we'd get up and run for the exits. And it's not because we're stupid. It's because we look to other people to figure out what to do. Now, your listeners, my listeners, are a slightly different ilk.
They're programming herd mentality.
They're taking advantage of something that's already in us, which is that we look to other people to see if something is dangerous or not. That's how they get us eating all of this horrible food, because everybody else is eating it, so it can't be that bad. But that's also, I think, how they get us to embrace these things. The cell phone, well, everybody's got one. It can't be bad to be tracked 24/7. The GPS tracking, everybody's got it. The things on the side of your home that are using RFID to track your electricity usage, everybody else is doing it. So I think that's really where this is going, is figuring out how to make the internet look like nobody cares. Like, NSA revelations. You do polls on this.
Well, it came out this week. Well, we already knew because we're under attack by it. Exactly. They have all these fake bots to drive trends and make it look like freedom isn't popular.
To make it look like it's not popular, and it's just like the smelling smoke. People think, are we becoming less free, or is there tyranny afoot? Well, let's look around. Let me look on the internet. Oh, no, it looks like everything's fine, so I'll just go back to sleep.
Well, that's like Weird Al Yankovic came out and attacked us this week. And it's got millions of views, and just if he mixes in kooky stuff with real stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
That if you believe the government's done anything wrong, you're a nut with a tinfoil hat. I mean, literally, a guy I never even disliked guaranteed got recruited to promote that and put that out for social control, and the documents keep coming out, but I can just look at it and tell how the script was written because it's a standard deal, and it's so painful to see how they get so many people to join the takedown of our civilization. Because if you look at what the globalists are planning, that's what's so scary. They're not bringing in this total social grid to bring peace and tranquility. It is consciously to bring in a hellish world government that's anti-human.
Well, and I think the real goal is the people at the top, and I call them pond scum. They've kind of like, they like to think they're the cream at the top of the milk, but they're really the scum that's risen to the top of the pond to choke out all the oxygen for the rest of us. And I live in New Hampshire where we have to scrape that stuff off periodically to get some life back into the pond. And those people at the top, you know, they want us around to clean the streets and take out the garbage, but they really don't want us making major change.
And now they've got the robots coming along, and on record they say, look, just go have fun and play and party. Humans won't work anymore. But when you read the more internal documents, they openly say, we just need to get rid of everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. Catherine Albert is our guest in studio. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break, and your phone calls are coming up as well.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A highwayman along the coach roads I did ride with sword and pistol by my side.
The future has been charted by the technocrats. They've written books on it. It's not a very pretty place they're taking us. And they mean business. We have to decide that we can take control of our own destiny and promote individualism. People aren't going to want to join the New World Order, so they need to socially control us. But it's illegitimate for them to say that we basically have to do what they want. It's a fraud. It's called slavery. So how do we decide to build a future for humans that's better and more civilized and happier rather than a future that doesn't have humans? As Bill Joy wrote, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us for Wired Magazine, now 15 years ago, and said the elite have pretty much decided to kill everybody. And that's what you're getting at, is that the robots are here. It is the rise of the machines. Catherine, break that down.
Well, so it's funny, even as I'm getting on the airplane to come here, I'm flying United, and instead of the gate agent taking my ticket and putting it on the scanner, there's now a machine. And I'm thinking, well, why pay a human if you can put in a machine? I mean, that's going to be the attitude on everything they can automate, they will. We would see the same thing in all the cash registers if we hadn't said, what's the self-checkout garbage? I don't want that. So they really are moving towards replacing humans with machines. And I had an interesting experience recently in Waltham, Massachusetts. I was actually there for a big engineering conference, and one thing led to another. The guy who drove me to a television appearance, I asked him, who's the most famous person you've ever driven? And he says, well, the CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt. He was sitting right here where I'm sitting. He's like, yeah. And I said, what in the world was Eric Schmidt doing in Massachusetts? He said, well, he was going to see Boston Dynamics, where they make the robots. And I said, you're kidding me. He said, yeah, no, in fact, it's right next to your hotel, literally next door to my hotel. So I was sleeping in a hotel within a half a block of Big Dog and all of its companions. So I just cruised on over and introduced myself and walked in the door. And there, literally standing there, was a whole array in their reception area of the Big Dog robots. And what they envision, of course, this company has now been bought by Google. And you have to ask yourself, what in the world is Google buying military robots that were developed by the Defense Department? Why does a search engine need that kind of stuff? You know, these things can run through the woods. They can hunt people down. It's kind of crazy. So I think it's sort of a 1-2 punch. There's the military sort of robot control aspect on the one side, where they rule you through technological power and surveillance. But I think the other side people need to think a little bit more about is that they're getting us to voluntarily pay for the privilege of being tracked. So 20th century tyranny. It was Pol Pot killing a quarter of Cambodia in 5 years. It was Mao Zedong killing 200 million Chinese. It was Joseph Stalin killing 60 million of his own citizens and ruling by terror. So everybody in those countries was afraid. But there's a little bit of a problem. When you have people afraid, they want to take you down. They want to depose you. They want to get rid of you. And so they figured out a new way in the 21st century, which is to make us look to them for protection, look to them to save us, and then get us to voluntarily, instead of at a point of a gun, say you have to carry a tracking device 24/7, they say, here, pay us $600-800 and we'll give you a tracking device that has music and games and all this addictive stuff on it.
It's total social programming, premeditated, on record. And again, it's not that we're having automation because it's good. It's being done to replace us so that humans aren't making decisions at the micro level. It's all centralized. That's the problem.
Right. And what's going to come next? See, because they're trying to figure out, how do we get into people's homes? How do we get, see, the invisible thing that they can't track and surveil is what you say to your spouse over breakfast.
Well, that's what Gates said. It's Connect that can look through your walls, listens to you, knows your face scan.
Right. So both Apple right now and Google are in an arms race to figure out which one is going to be the first to automate your home. And if you ever watch Star Trek, the original, you know, the computer's there and they would say, hey, computer, plot a course for Orion 7. And the computer was always listening. And then the computer would say, you know, yes, Captain, blah, blah, blah. They want to do that in your home. And instead of making it seem that they're watching, tracking, surveilling, camera monitoring you, they instead want to make it seem like you're going to have all this new control over your home. But the reality, if you put cameras into your home, then they're going to use that the same way they've used everything else they've used to track us.
It's like your house being run off a smartphone. It's literally like making your house glass. And they're advertising it everywhere. Even for poor people, put your house on this. And if you go look at new houses in Austin, they've all got smart systems. And it's like, it's a $20,000 system, part of the price. Don't you want it?
Yeah, Austin is a testbed for this information. One of the reasons I came to Austin is because Austin is a testbed. Those remote controllable thermostats that were put in here, what, 5-7 years ago? It's been a long time. That started right here in Austin. So this is really an epicenter, I think, of both sides.
That's the smart meter going from the outside of your house into your house now.
Well, they can even remotely turn off your air conditioning if you sign up for their system. And that's going to happen to everybody's home if we allow it to.
And then back when we would tell them before this went in 6-7 years ago, they were doing it. People would say, Austin's not putting in thermostats that they control.
Yeah, well.
And then it's here. It's just this culture.
They boast about it. They get you to pay for it. It's a cool thing. Sign up.
But remember, just a few years ago, it didn't exist. Again, this is a Decepticon type system.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I like our music. I like our culture. I like the good things we produce. I don't want to be overwritten by the technocrats that say I'm junk. But even if I was junk, do other humans have a right to just set up a total tyranny and take all my freedoms? I mean, if you try to stick a camera in a government building, they'll arrest you for espionage. But then they're putting in the local churches here in Austin, Texas, all the big mega churches, federal grants under faith-based initiatives to put connects in all the Sunday school classes, and the kids play Microsoft video games. And if you go to the preacher and say this is a bad idea, they say if you stir up trouble, the police officer will take you out for even talking to them. And that's at mega churches. I'm going to do an investigation on it soon. And that's because they're not preachers. They're actual technocrats of social control under clergy response teams. We're not just facing machines. We're facing human traitors with the elite who have been told, prepare for stabilization during collapse. And they've recruited them under InfraGuard, under clergy response and the rest of it, as actual spies. Almost every dentist and medical doctor my dad knows has been approached by Homeland Security to be secret agents. And they're doing it across the board, folks. They're fully converting us to an absolute tyranny, to the point of opening the border to collapse the country. So that's how serious this is. I wanted to get Catherine Albert's take on this. I wanted to play this clip from Fox News today with John Bussey, the Wall Street Journal assistant managing editor, telling Fox, we need the NSA to spy on everything, and we're going to learn who did this missile because they are going to, quote, pull all this. Well, they already recorded it. So they've gone from, doesn't exist, no man behind the curtain, to, well, here's the problem. They can plant stuff in there as well. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
That's the latest data points. At the end of the day, this is a time where the citizens around the world are going to be very happy for the NSA because they're going to be scarfing up these telephone calls.
It's global.
They're going to be able to analyze this data. They'll be able to determine, most likely, some of the communications that went on after the crash happened, which will probably clarify the picture in the days to come.
See, because the truth is, they set it up decades ago. It goes back with Europe 50-something years, England back to World War II. Everything's being listened to. But the British papers would say we're listening to no phone calls, and it came out the Nazis believed that. And then the argument is, well, listening to all the phone calls in England, they InfraGuard got all the operators to do it, gave them a little extra money. Well, we beat the Nazis, so it must be okay. But see, then it never went away. It was used by another political group to take control. Your take on that?
Well, how do you get people to agree to allow you to take away their freedoms? You scare them. If people are afraid, and plus now after the NSA, after what Ed Snowden's told us, there's a big question of, well, why don't we shut these systems down? And, of course, if they can show that the systems are protecting you and keeping terrorists from blowing you up and a terrorist under every rock from killing you and your kids, then, yeah, you say, oh, thank you, instead of thank you for all the surveillance, instead of what the heck is up with all this unconstitutional surveillance. So it's really it's a way of shifting public opinion. And I think it was very disturbing when we discovered that the intelligence agencies of the U.S. government in Britain were intentionally manipulating public opinion so that we're all saying, oh, how frightening, we really need help. And then they say, well, that's why we're doing the surveillance that you say you don't like. Better start liking it because we're keeping you alive.
And they're funding and creating Al-Qaeda and ISIS groups and giving them weapons to attack us. I mean, this is a really evil criminal group running things.
Well, you need enemies. Every group that wants to take power needs an enemy because otherwise there's no justification.
But think about that. Our government has opened the borders and is funding Al-Qaeda to kill every Christian they come across.
Well, you even look at Saddam Hussein. Christians lived in Iraq peaceably under Saddam Hussein and even had guns. And now that Saddam Hussein is deposed, now we have a whole other government and nobody's armed.
Women can't go to college. They wear burqas and they get sexually mutilated and they can't have guns. That's what our government wants to put in.
Yeah, so you can say Saddam Hussein, maybe he was bad, maybe he was good, I don't know. But when you look at, well, he wasn't good. But
well, he was from an older he was CIA.
Yes, he was.
He was trained in 1958. He was a CIA officer, not just an asset. He was set up.
Clearly.
But he was the old CIA when they actually had movie theaters and swimming pools and wanted stability.
Yeah. No,
I mean, the old CIA was bad, but compared to these people?
There's so much evidence. And the real reason was we wanted to be in the Middle East. We wanted to have a justification to establish a base in the Middle East. And not only that, but it was Iraq. It was the Iraqi population that was used to test out all of the iris scanning technology, all of the portable fingerprinting, all of the checkpoints. And as I said way back then, 10 years ago, I said, mark my words, they're going to test this out over there, and then they're going to bring it home, and they're going to start deploying it in the U.S., and they are.
But we better have checkpoints on the highway, Catherine, or Al-Qaeda might, ISIS might shoot down airplanes.
Yeah, well, again, it's
keep and who gave them afraid. Who
keep
gave them
afraid.
The missiles?
Keep you afraid. And then if you say, I think all this surveillance is bad, then your mother-in-law, your brother, your coworker says, what are you talking about? There's enemies out there. the reality, if there were enemies out there, we would have every bridge, every subway, every power station in this country blown up. And thank God we haven't.
Well, the government wouldn't be opening the border completely.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other that's a whole other topic, yes.
I want to go to some phone calls, but tell us about Brave New Books. You've got an event coming up there. Everybody should come out to it and support you and support them, the great work they do here in Austin, Texas. Tell us about that. Tell us about some of the other projects you're working on as you travel all over the country fighting, you know, these face scanning in schools and thumbprinting and biometrics and everything else.
Yeah, so I actually got my start on radio 7 years ago on 90.1 FM right here in Austin, Texas. They've had some extensively legal expenses.
And for those that don't know, let me just explain this. It's a micro that doesn't interfere. People would call it a pirate. And it's been on forever. It's gone to the Supreme Court and stuff with the FCC. And they've been battling them. So you're here to help them.
Yeah. So the thing about the FCC, they have the authority for anything that travels over state lines. But that radio station in no stretch comes even near a state line. And so the real debate has been, does the federal government even have authority to look at broadcasting that doesn't go over state lines? So they have been truly wonderful to me over the last 7 years, so I've flown out to support them. They're doing a fundraiser at txlr.net where people can contribute to keep them on the air. And tomorrow night at Brave New Books, 7:30 p.m., I'm going to be giving a talk. We're going to be giving away door prizes, including StartMail accounts, one-year StartMail PGP encrypted accounts, talking about StartPage and all the other things that I'm working on. So that'll be tomorrow night, 7:30. That is Saturday at Brave New Books across the street from UT Austin, the campus there.
Well, to be clear about this, micro FM was always supposed to, and AM was always supposed to be part of the FCC. They never allowed it, never did it. And now they've given away the whole digital spectrum to the big monster stations, not even the licensed mom and pops. And our country's collapsing. And if you've got people in their houses that have been putting this show out, your show out, others across the country battling multiple fines, you name it, making no money just because they want to warn people. There's fluoride in the water. The borders are down. This is the resistance. Back before the CIA was totally New World Order at every level, they would pay in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s in authoritarian communist regimes to get micro FM systems in. I happen to know for a fact some of the first micro FM systems that were run here in Austin, Texas, but I have no idea who, were actual leftover units from the 80s that had been sold as surplus because they were trying to keep them from being sold here in the U.S. and had actually been used in Eastern Europe to battle communism. So people I know took systems that battled communists and put them up against people trying to take farmers' land outside this town. Wow. These people are patriots. And so I just salute what you're doing, and I salute what they've done.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I also wanted to mention I have a new column on technology and privacy and the Internet at ehow.com, along with my Spy Chips co-author, Liz McIntyre. So after many years of a hiatus, we're back together writing again on privacy topics. Our latest eHow column is on encryption, ways you can get more encryption, the fact that the only way that you can defeat the NSA right now on the Internet is through encryption. Ed Snowden verified that. He said encryption works. It's pretty much the only thing that does. So at ehow.com, we've got a new column up there. We have a new column every week. We've got another one coming out on Monday, teaching people how to take the GPS coordinates out of their phones and out of their photos. So people don't realize when you take a photograph, if someone were to take a photograph right here in your studio, Alex, and post it up on the Internet, incorporated in there is EXIF, EXIF data, in the photograph that anyone can see that would pinpoint the precise GPS coordinates that we are standing in right now. That is true if you take a photo in a home. That's true if you take a photo of your kids playing in the pool. That's true of, in fact, if...
And by the way, for those that don't know, it's a secret global project for at least 30, 40 years. All the printer ink and all the big printer companies print secret codes in the ink.
They do.
The monies, they know when you're going through the airport what you got. I tell folks that 15 years ago, they laugh at me.
If you take a blue light and you shine it on a printer out of your, a printout out of your printer, you can actually see tiny yellow dots, and they actually form a specific pattern that identifies the printer and the serial number of the printer that printed them. So it's really about finding multiple ways to track things back and doing it in a way that's secretive, that people don't know is happening.
And it's all because, quote, the Secret Service said, we don't want money counterfeiting. Meanwhile, they're the biggest counterfeiters out there at the Federal Reserve. It's not even a U.S. dollar. Everything's a fraud, and a fraud is they devalue the money. And then, of course, it turns out that's not really what it's for. It's for total, full-spectrum dominance.
Yeah, and as far as the tracking of money, I've still yet to find evidence that they're able to do it, but there are anecdotal stories of people saying, I don't know, no, I was driving through whatever highway and I got pulled over and they seemed to know I had a lot of cash in my car.
Let me just tell you, I'm from a whistleblower over 10 years ago that the filament line in them can be energized. And I was told by the same people that all the major computer chips that were standardized, even if you were unplugged from the internet, they can energize the chips, and they're actually wireless. And then
that is true.
And then it
yes.
Sure. No, world record breaking it a decade before it was admitted this year.
That's right.
So the issue is they have an energized system that I don't know how to explain it that picks it up and then it reflects it off.
Yes.
And just like RFID. But expanding on all of that is the fact. It's just this is here. It's happening now.
So the Internet of Things, we talked about it, speaking of 10 years ago, when you and I were first talking about this, you had me on the show, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, talking about RFID and this upcoming Internet of Things. And now, rather than resisting it as we should, people are embracing it. Oh, the Internet of Things, every physical object on the planet, every cup of coffee, every refrigerator is going to broadcast its contents. We're going to know what's in people's medicine cabinets. It's going to be great. And there are actually huge conferences. I just got invited to speak at a big conference in Rome on the Internet of Things, and they want to fly me out, and because I'm the only voice out of like 40 people that are going to be there that says maybe it's not such a good idea. So this idea of embedding everything with trackability.
Smart dust.
And it's about making every physical object on the earth, everything we do, surveillable. So you can't...
Searchable like the Internet.
Yes, searchable like the Internet. So you want to say, what's in Alex's pocket right now? And you look at the most recent doorway you walked through, where you look at and be able to know that.
And then now they announce, oh, the police are given the codes to kill switch all the cell phones in the city. Oh, we put microphones up to listen to you. And if you look at that, what they're doing with all of these different surveillance grids is they're using them to also now financially shut down their competition.
It's true.
All this massive data is only given to select groups to then be able to predict the future.
Yeah, so when we're giving all this information about ourselves, the first thing I would say to people, and I'm sure you've said this over many years, turn off the mainstream media because it's feeding you misinformation. We now know that from Ed Snowden. We know that from multiple sources that the people who watch a lot of that kind of television have the wrong idea of what's going on because it's manipulating people. And the next thing, don't post your every thought on Facebook. Don't post all of your connections on Facebook. Don't write your personal emails when you're planning a get-together to talk about these things. Don't do it through Gmail, where they read every single email that you send and receive. People don't realize this, but if you have a Gmail account and you have an attachment on the account, or a Yahoo account, or a Hotmail account, if you have an attachment and it's, let's say, your resume, or let's say it's something more important like your recent tax return, When it goes into their system, they literally strip it off, they open it up, they make a copy of everything in there. They know your social security number, your accountant's name, your deductions, your income, and all of this, we are contributing to it. See, that's the reason why I have been working for the last 3 years to create StartMail, so that we've got an alternative, so that there's a way that regular people can start using encryption and get off of these other systems. So simple things people can do to start getting off, not just off the grid, the physical grid, but getting off the information grid. And that's why, you know, if you're going to go to a website, I had somebody ask me the other day, if I want to go to DARPA, should I just link directly? And I'm thinking, I wouldn't link directly to DARPA, but it's startpage.com. We've got a thing where if you look up DARPA, it says view by IxQuick proxy. And what happens, we'll go to DARPA for you, make a copy of their website, put it on our servers, and then DARPA never connects with you. And you can see information on the internet privately. It's a proxy. So these are free tools that people
sure.
should be using.
Well, I think that's a great idea. There are two different views of this, and I think both are applicable. Because they sell this idea in culture that's either one or there's 10 different systems. You can only pick one or two. Generally, in all different forms of thought, you can find things that are usable. It's good to choose to keep your stuff private because you want to, and because it's being stolen, and because they're using it against humanity in general. It's not that you have something to hide.
Exactly.
But then it's important to operate in full view of the enemy
yes.
when you're engaged in political speech and to not be chilled. It's not like, oh, they're after me, they're
right.
listening, I better shut up. They win that way. Make your private stuff hard to get, but then be very vocal and public, wide open, sharing everything on Facebook or all the other myriad systems.
so that we flood all their channels with Humet that shuts down these controlled growth curves they have where they're gaming the system with trends. That's what we have to do. All of you are warriors, every race, color, creed, religion, to understand they don't want InfoWars.com information out. They don't want us on Facebook and YouTube. People say, well, why are you on there? Because that's where the war is. That's why you've got to go to our Facebooks. You've got to go to our YouTube. You've got to go to our Twitters. You've got to go to all our systems. And you have to send it out to everyone. You have to send the memes out. We're the tip of the spear here, and we've already had a gigantic effect thanks to all your prayers and work and Drudge and so many AM and FM affiliates carrying the show. And but we're all in this together. That's why I spend the whole show magnifying other talk show hosts who are doing a good job. And who aren't Humet for the establishment with cognitive infiltration. You see a lot of infighting, stirring up. That's literally government agents, folks. When you see that, people that go around stirring stuff up all day, that is Humet. Bad Humet engaged in that. You've got to go out, reach people. You've got to speak out. You've got to be involved. You've got to understand the more visible you are, the more we'll show we're the majority, that this system's a fraud, and we'll defeat it. They're in trouble right now. And that's why they're accelerating their program. Catherine, I'm going to come back. We're going to take some phone calls. But do you briefly agree that humanity's on the march and we're starting to see the worm turn?
So here's the thing. There's freedom and there's strength in numbers. And this is the reason why they're manipulating what you see on the Internet, manipulating the polls so you think the numbers are on the other side. So you're absolutely right. You absolutely nailed it. We have got to be very visible, very vocal, show our numbers, and show that we're not, you know, that there's doctors and lawyers and people with doctorates from Harvard who are saying these things so that there is strength in numbers. But when it comes to your personal
information, we have to go to break.
Make it private.
Absolutely. Do that. Personal stuff, make it private.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are armed!
We're going to take a few phone calls in this segment and the next. Please remember that it is our sponsors that make this transmission possible. You hear a lot of network ads, which are great people in a lot of cases. But if you hear me endorsing something, it means I believe in it and think it's a high-quality product. One of those sponsors is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. I think everybody should be self-sufficient as much as they can. Water filtration, you name it, all of those type of things are essential. You can find it all at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or 866-229-0927. And please also don't forget that InfoWarsStore.com, the nightly news subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv, the high-quality supplements that have really helped me with my health and energy, the X2. We've got some sales on the Fluoride Shield and the original X2 right now, 25% off. All available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Catherine, I want to jam in a few calls because these folks have been holding a while, some of them, but briefly, we're going to do some overdrive coming up. What are some of the things you want to point out when we do overdrive?
Well, I definitely want to encourage all the listeners to be making smart changes. I was part of the initiative or supported the initiative at Reset the Net, which was about getting people to switch over to encryption on the Internet. So what we're really doing, we're keeping the Internet. We're building an encrypted layer on top of it. And that's startpage.com, which people should be using instead of Google, Yahoo, and Bing. That's StartMail, which has a two-minute video. I encourage people to go to startmail.com, check out the video there, and sign up to pre-register or pre-reserve an account when that comes out. That's coming out soon. We got 50,000 beta testers. We thought we'd get 1,000. I said, let's beta test it. Okay. We open it up. We got 50,000 people. We had to shut it down when we had so many people.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, tell me when you're ready to launch it. We'll certainly want to have you back for that. Let's go to Greg in California. Greg, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex Jones. I'm glad to finally be able to get a hold of you. I was calling basically to say hi to Catherine. I think you said her name's Catherine.
Yep, right here.
Yeah. Anyway, I agree with some of the things she said about the smart not phones, but the homes. I don't agree with that stuff because I don't want the government tracking my every move.
Well, sure. I mean, it's 100% on record to dominate you, control everything you do.
That's the problem.
I mean, they admit that. Yes, you're right.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I got a degree.
Couple of products you want to avoid. One of them is Google Nest. Don't put a Nest thermostat in your home because it's kind of the thinnest.
Anything smart. Smart means slavery.
Smart means slavery.
Sir, you said you disagree with something. Go ahead. Go ahead. You disagree?
No, I agree with what you're saying, that we don't need this tracking in our systems. It's just too much espionage and spying on our own people, and I think it's unconstitutional. And I'm also a veteran of the military. I retired in 2008, and I was stationed at Dyess Air Force Base in Abilene, and I wanted to mention that I remember when I worked there, I worked in the WSA weapon storage area, and I remember seeing radioactive symbols. So to know that in our own heart, in our own country, that they stole nukes from there is a bad thing. So I agree with you guys, and that's why I listen to you every day, and I spread the word to all my friends that I know and family. I tell them, start listening to your show. I tell them to get involved. I even called the city council and told them I found out they're putting fluoride in our water over here, and the guy didn't want to do anything about it. So I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. I'm even growing my own vegetables. I'm not buying a lot of them in the stores anymore. But my thing is seeing what I've seen. I've been to Central America. I've been to Panama. I've been all around the world. I was in Germany in 89 before the Berlin Walls came down. And when I came home, I told everybody before it even hit the media that it was going to happen. And
let me throw this at you. We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive with Catherine, so I may hold you over. But there weren't supposed to even be nukes at Dyess, but you're saying you saw them there. See, just confirming, our source said they weren't supposed to even be there. They pulled them out, shipped them out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption.